friend should be able to hear me now. This is Jack, and you're listening to the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review once again, Fridays at noon on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Yeah, I don't know, it's a kind of cool, calm day. It's feeling a little nicer out. I have a kind of grab bag set. I've got a lot of electronic stuff, as usual, and I have a few, like, sort of random tunes, I guess. I feel like last week I was really locked in with, like, making a really cohesive, consistent set, and this week I'm just a little more all over the place, but that's the way it goes sometimes. Sometimes you're not listening to stuff that all fits in one vein. Sometimes you're a little all over the place. And yeah, again, I don't know if I actually said this yet, but right now playing is You Don't Fool Me by Joachim Spieth, which I've lifted from the record Pop Ambient 2001, which was the first in a long series of compilation albums issued by Compact Records, of sort of the goings-on of mostly German, I think, minimal ambient techno type of stuff. I'm not gonna say any more about that, actually, because I don't think I need to. But yeah, I have some more beat focused stuff a little later. I have some less beat focused stuff too, but it's all gonna be good. It's all gonna be out of left field, so stick with me for an hour if you're trying to hear some of that. Enjoy the show, and I hope you're having a great Friday morning as the morning turns into noon. Thank you. just to talk about what I've been playing. That last tune was They Say They're in the South by DJ MC from his new EP, I'm So Cold. Some really great footwork tunes on that EP just perfectly encapsulated the sort of kind of like there's a sense of like minimalism in a lot of great kind of classic Chicago footwork, like Double Cup by DJ Rashad, while being a very bright and flashy album, and also being one of the greatest footwork albums of all time for those unacquainted. I don't know, I feel like DJ MC with his recent stuff, he's been really like tapping into, there's sort of a very bare bones undercurrent that sort of runs through any footwork track, I feel like, and he does a good job of keeping that intact without it being too like ambient and gimmicky, because sometimes people try to do like an ambient footwork thing and that like just changes the whole point. I feel like he still has similar values and goals intact, which I think is kind of cool. And anyways, this tune that's been playing behind my voice right now is Loon E by Pure Link from the record Club Moss. Club Moss was a compilation last year that came out, issued by Wisdom Teeth Records. And honestly, in the latter half of the year last year, it really shot up the rankings as one of my favorite releases of the year. Just some really beautiful, peaceful, chill, but not without energy and without backbone, dance music, electronic listening music, whatever you'd like to call it. Some slices of real deal ambient dub. I don't know. I'm just saying like buzzwords at this point. I hope some of them land. If they don't, whatever. But yeah, so check out Club Moss. Great compilation. Among the better compilations I've heard in the last few years in electronic music. And yeah, I have a little kind of cutesy drum and bass oddity queued up right now. You're Fabulous by Junior Varsity KM. I don't exactly know what the vibe is here. I just found this song the other day, and I think the drum breaks are cute. I think the melodies are cute. I don't know. I'll hop back on the mic in a little to talk, but for now, listen to You're Fabulous by Junior Varsity KM. Thank you. Deciding in the moment that as there comes a time in every show, great radio show, I've got to do a PSA. So how about this page that I just turned to? Here's a PSA for y'all. Under new federal law, tobacco manufacturers can no longer make cigarettes labeled or advertised as light, low, or mild. Many smokers mistakenly believe that these products cause fewer health problems than other cigarettes. Put out the myth. No matter what they look, smell, or taste like, all cigarettes are harmful to your health. There's no such thing as a safe cigarette. Please quit today. For help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or visit www.smokefree.gov. Alright, well, now that the PSA is out of the way, I'm gonna take a moment to speak on the last couple songs. As I mentioned, You're Fabulous by Junior Varsity KM. It's a sweet little cutesy drum and bass tune from the late 90s. Got that kind of chill out, down tempo vibe to it, as many songs of the era do, I suppose. The one I want to talk about more so is that last track, Angel by Lorenzo Senni. Lorenzo Senni is like really one of the greatest musicians at the moment, I feel like, in electronic music. He's got such a weird signature sound of what he calls pointillistic trance, which you just heard. It's very like dotted with synths, very, very bright and expressive, but also very much like restrained. It's very European to me. Just his whole electronic music philosophy, as well as the way it kind of manifests. I think it's cool. I really like it. Definitely recommend the record that song is from, which is titled Persona. I don't know. And then right now I have Feb Love by Standish/Carleon playing. I believe this is like one of the members of CS and Cream, the Australian experimental group, and someone else maybe. I don't know. I just found out about this album randomly. And this song sort of stuck with me, but I also put it here so I could talk over it. Kind of a Junior Boys vibe, if that means anything to you. I'm saying a lot of things today without too much context, so apologies if you're getting lost or confused, if everyone had my exact frame of reference with music, the world would be an easy place for me, because I'd be able to talk to everyone about it. Anyways, yeah, I guess I can do my little basketball talk right now. Unfortunately, my Orlando Magic have fallen back into being terrible and not being able to make a basketball game work in their favor. Just got beat by the Warriors last night, and Steph Curry, and is like, he's got to be like, what, 35, 36 years old at this point, old by NBA standards. He dropped like 50 points on us, like almost broke the record for threes made in a game, I think. I don't know. It's just like, it's ridiculous. My team had such a promising beginning of the season, and now we've sort of squandered it. Injuries got us, and we haven't been able to come back. Very sad. Very, very unfortunate. Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to dwell on it too hard, because it's a bummer. But maybe we'll bounce back and like make a fringe playoff spot and then maybe get knocked out round one. I don't know. That's how it happens when you're a fan of a bad team. But I'd never give them up. To continue, I guess, on the show, we have a few vibe changes coming up. We have Intershop, won by Dettinger, who is one of the founders of the Compact label I mentioned earlier. Some nice, like, real ambient techno, like, capital A, capital T. Early 2000s or late 90s, I can't exactly remember. And then I Just Died by Emery. We'll follow that, a little bit poppier, but a song as lovely as any I've ever heard, and as complex as any I've played today. So yeah, keep it locked for another 25 minutes. I'll be here spinning tunes. figure I should talk about the songs I've just played as we get to the final 10 minutes of the set. I've got two songs left, this song playing right now included. Again, those last few tracks were Intershop by Dedinger, was that first little super minimal piece. And then after that was I Just Died by Amory, absolute classic song. I don't know why, I was very tickled by the idea of like sliding in a little 2000s R&B tune with this set list. But that song is very, I think the beat is super interesting and cool. I think it just sounds so perfect. It's kind of just like, I kind of hate when like music nerd types like myself get all like up in arms about like, oh, this is a perfect pop song, and it's like some song no one's ever heard of. But I don't know, I Just Died by Emery is a perfect pop song. There's no way around it. The vocals are amazing. It's so like sweet and perfect. The beat sounds amazing with just the right amount of like experimentalism in there that I read from it, at least. But I can read experimentalism in a lot of things that don't necessarily intend it. And then that last tune, of course, Bip by Sophie Autechre remix. Shout out to Autechre, they're going on tour, and when they come to Boston, the tickets are $200. I just looked this morning because I wanted to go see them when they come in October, but we'll see if those resale prices drop lower or something, or if they, like, if something changes. I don't know. But now that the dust has settled on that Autechre remix and the untimely death of producer Sophie, I think we should all be able to agree that that's an incredible remix, one of the better electronic tunes of the last few years in general. I remember when it dropped, I didn't love it when it dropped, and now I do. And right now we have, I'm going to let the rest of it play out, and then I'll hop back on the mic at the very end of my show. This is Puerto Kickstart by Tweaks. Tweaks is sort of, I feel like Tweaks has been an up-and-coming name in the left-field electronic world for a while, but they've done some good stuff. I just heard the album that they did more recently, and it's a little more outwardly experimental than this, but still good. So shout out to Tweaks. This is, again, Puerto Kickstart from the Older Now EP. I've got one more song after this, and then I'll, while it begins, I'll probably sign out. So I'll be back on the mic in like just a couple minutes, you know. Anyways, yeah. As I close out my show today, I decided to jump back to the sort of vibe that I was on with the Lorenzo Senni. I'm a little pointillistic electronic. This is The Only Solution I Found Is to Simply Jump Higher by Aya. on the record, I'm Whole, which I believe was a Hyperdub album. Anyways, fun stuff. Hope you've enjoyed the show. If you've been listening, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you have an amazing day. And if you haven't been listening, I also hope you have an amazing day. Enjoy the weather. This weekend, it's supposed to be way nicer than it has been. So get outside, touch some grass. This has been the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Jack, and I will see you next week. Have a good one.
We've never been brave, feel the